boy. Here we go again. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And someone on our show got us all in trouble with our company. I mean, it's bad enough we get complaint emails every now and then and we get in trouble with that. But what happened here was just unnecessary. I mean, we all agree that this was unnecessary.
I mean, it was and it wasn't. I don't think it was, you know, too big of a deal. But apparently, we had to go on a business trip for the show about a month ago. And we got put up in a hotel. Joe, it was me, Joe, and producer Porkchop. And we each got our own room. Liv stayed here.
Yep. And the thing is, somebody on our room accounts bought something which raised a red flag. Now, I'm going to throw the obvious out there. This was not me buying an adult movie or something like that. I'm not that dumb, and if I did, I'd put it on my own card. That being said, somebody in the room made a purchase for hairspray. So, who would you think would buy hairspray? If you don't know much about me, Joe, I am bald. I have a beard, but I do not put hairspray in it. So it's not me, which leaves us down to two people. The person with the longest hair, probably the hardest to manage, Alex, and then producer Porkchop. Which one of those two bought a bottle of hairspray, which is expensive as hell too? Did you guys see the statement that was, it was highlighted in yellow from the from our company saying, really?
$10 for hairspray and gel.
And it was, how many ounces was, it was very tiny. So,
well, I guess, and so what, are we trying to figure out who it was? I mean, it wasn't me.
Well, here's the thing. I am a princess, all right? When I travel, I always check a bag. I don't care if I'm going somewhere for 2 hours. I'm checking a bag when I'm flying. And I checked my bag, which means I brought my entire apartment with me, essentially. I definitely had my own hairspray.
And I packed very light so that we didn't have to check a bag because that's expensive. So I just packed my little carry-on, which you cannot have big things like gels and hairsprays. So I guess, I don't know, who was it?
It was you.
Yes, I mean, okay, to defend myself, when I was up there at the front desk, I was like, ooh, I need to get some hairspray or gel. Do you have some? They said, yeah. Well, he's like, oh, the company said, go ahead, like put it on the room. I'm like, so wait, I don't have to pay for it?
That's right. We both did ask because I bought stuff. I bought some snacks and juice to be able to bring to the radio station in the morning that we were visiting. And so when I was there, I mean, I charged stuff, but I tried to give the lady at the front desk my card. And yeah, exactly what she told Porkchop. No, no, no. They told me not to let you pay for anything, that everything was covered. I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
As soon as they told Alex that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm getting me some Powerade. So, I mean, I did that, but I didn't abuse it. But Porkchop, $10 for this little bottle of hairspray. Do we have a photo of it?
Yeah, I do. I have
all
it right here.
Let's put that up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram stories. You can actually go see this later. How did you even let yourself buy that for $10? Like, well, I would have said, no, I don't need hairspray.
Oh, no, 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 no. Trust me.
You're being
me.
Like a D.
No, 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 no.
You pulled an Alex move on
okay.
this.
Okay, on Monday, I'm going to come in and I'm not going to do my hair. And you will see, you are going to be like, Porkchop, you look hideous.
Oh, come on. Nobody would even notice.
Yeah. Oh, I highly trust
you. You just wear a hat.
No, trust me. When I've worked at Applebee's, like, I always did my hair. And then, like, one day I didn't. And all my coworkers' friends are like, dude, you need to do your hair.
Dude, we work in radio. Take a cue from Liv the Web Girl. Just do what you want and just come to work and whatever.
Yeah, come to work like a dumpster rat like I do. But I don't understand. Why don't you just wear a hat? Like, I'm confused. Hats are stylish and cute.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat.
I own, I think, one hat. And it's another radio, like, it's a radio station I used to work at years ago.
But you know what's insulting is that our boss typed back to the corporate person who was complaining. It was like, who on your staff on the morning show did this? And she said, was it Alex? Come on!
Well, to be fair, you'd be the first guess.
Well, I guess, but but come on! Uh-huh.
So are you going to apologize, Porkchop, to Alex or what?
No.
Do you feel bad?
Not really.
He's right. Like, I had good hair. Don't care.
All right. There we go. You know what's nice, though, about Porkchop no longer allowed to go on work trips with us now?
Aww.
Means we get to upgrade our seats.
That's true.
Yeah, at least I have hair.
You know what? That was really a low blow.